This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. While insect pest activity outdoors may be limited to the sound of crickets, those looking for warmer temperatures, such as the Asian ladybird beetle or elm leaf beetle, are searching for ways to invade homes. K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd explains how to reduce the risk of unwanted house pests, as well as cleaning up debris in the home garden and landscape. Raymond, as the temperatures continue to drop, we continue to see those invasive intruders trying to get into the house.
Yeah, Jeff, this is the time of year where the Asian ladybird beetle, the elm leaf beetle, millipedes, centipedes, crickets, and even spiders start thinking of coming to your home to escape the cold weather. First thing is prevention. If you can seal any cracks or crevices, that'll prevent anything from coming in. But really, when these arthropods come in, the humidity is so low that they eventually dry up or die in a couple of days. But crickets can make noise, which could be disturbing. And I'm sure many people out there know the Asian ladybird beetle congregating on the south side of the building, moving in, and then congregating on the window sills on the south side also. Now, the best way to deal with these is vacuum them up, put them outside, and continue to do that. Make sure you clean your vacuum bags afterwards because some of these can give off stains. The Asian ladybird beetle can give off stains, so you want to avoid that. But we don't recommend any spraying inside at all. There's no rational justification for doing that.
We're seeing some bagworms still, so you can still do that hand removal?
Yeah. Right now what's going to happen, Jeff, is that the females have died, but prior to her death, she will actually lay 500,000 eggs. So the bags you're seeing now, now the male bags have this brown papery case. There's no eggs in those. But the female bags and the overwinter's eggs, you can hand remove them, put them in soapy water, about a 1 to 10 solution, drop them outside in full sun, and then kill them. You have to kill them. You can't just put them in your tote because when the caterpillars emerge from the eggs, then you're going to have these bagworms all over your garage possibly. So this is the time of year to do that. Get out there when the weather's decent and get away from the television and the technology and pull bagworms. It's a lot of fun. I've done it. It won't eliminate the problem for next year, but definitely mitigate or alleviate it.
What about in terms of just kind of cleaning things up sanitation-wise?
Yeah, Jeff, that's always important. It's always the first line of defense. In your vegetable gardens, get rid of all the debris. Certain insects like squash bugs will overwinter in debris, and other insects might also. So sanitation, or as your mother used to say, cleanliness is next to godliness. Get rid of it, burn it, put it in your compost pile. If it's an active compost pile, if it's not, don't do that. But just, you know, clean up everything to minimize the potential for harborage or overwintering sites for insects that could be problematic next year.
This is also maybe a good time to just kind of think about problems that you saw throughout the year and maybe think, what do I need to do next year?
Yeah, I think we try to be proactive, Jeff. By the time you see hordes of aphids and other or mites, it's basically either spray or throw the plants away. But cultural practices like watering, fertility, pruning, and mulching will all help. So if you know you had a problem with certain insects, for example, harlequin bug on your radishes, your collards, you know, go out there and maybe hand pick them off or vacuum them off plants, where that you don't necessarily have to use a insecticide and miticide to kill them, because many of these broad spectrum insecticides and miticides out there, and an example is Carbaryl or 7, can cause more problems than they're worth. Actually, can stimulate outbreaks of insect or mite pests. So just be aware of that, the potential ecological impacts of some of these materials, and think proactively. Maybe if you do vacuum and you handpick, you may not have to spray.
And if you want to learn more, you can always search for publications through Extension.
Right. We have a plethora of Extension publications that are you can get from the bookstore website or from your Extension office. And we keep updating it. I had 3 working on 4 this year. Fall armyworm, green June beetle, clover mites. I'm just working with Mark Statlander on that. So there's a lot of for ornamentals and vegetables, bees and pollinators. Just contact, if you can contact the Extension office and talk to our Extension Secretary, Sharon Scholl, and she'd be happy to guide you to where those publications are at.
That's K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd with information on invasive intruders and being proactive in dealing with insect pests in the home landscape. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.